morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Another great day in St. Louis. Look at this. May 2nd. Beautiful weather. It's a great time. You got the hockey playoffs, Cardinal Day baseball, Jason Tatum blowing up. Chuck, I think it's what?
81 degrees. Looks nice the rest of the day. 83, 84. Maybe a little bit cloudy, but can't beat it.
Got Douglas reading the weather over there. It's the Midday Grind. Martin Kilcoyne, Charlie Marlowe, Andy Strickland in for his Wednesday visit.
Well, it's good to be here. I'd like a new intro music, though.
You want new intro music?
I don't like that intro music at all.
You want something Vegas-related?
Yeah. How about that?
Fire it up?
No Ryan Reeves. You know, I told Braden Shen in training camp.
Oh, name dropping was 5 seconds in, and Shenner told me you should have Hitch text you. And I did, but Army was on the other line.
Pronger.
I said the very first day of camp, I said the difference you'll notice between here and Philadelphia is in Philly they tell you how bad you are. Here they tell you how great you are. And Ryan Reeves, I love Ryan Reeves, man. Great guy and everything. But, you know, Pittsburgh, for whatever reason, gives up a first-round pick for Reeves. Then they trade him to Vegas, and he's not even in the lineup with Vegas.
Boring.
Not even in the lineup. And if he was here, everyone would be going absolutely crazy. And, you know, of course, he was a fan favorite. But my bold prediction is they re-sign him in the offseason.
And why would they do that? So based on what you're saying, they're smart hockey people. They would look at the same thing and say, obviously, his value appears to be down.
Well, the Blues know him personally. They like him inside the dressing room. They like his relationship that Tarasenko, he has with Vladimir Tarasenko.
Yeah.
You know, Vladimir Tarasenko's closest allies, I should say, or friends, not to say he doesn't have other friends inside the dressing room. A lot of these guys have moved on. Kevin Shattenkirk was very close with him. Chris Stewart was very close with Vladimir Tarasenko. And, of course, Ryan Reeves. So maybe to bring back a guy like Reeves could help Tarasenko.
Interesting.
If he needs the help. Charlie.
What about Laterra, buddy? They had great chemistry that first year. And then after that, something happened.
Did they have great... Another example. They tell you how great you are here, but everywhere else...
They didn't have good production the first year. Should we look at the numbers?
No, they had pretty good chemistry from the very first day of training camp. For the first year.
They locked him up, and then it was a mistake, but they were able to unload him, which helped.
Makes a lot of money. I see him going back to the KHL, your league, Martin.
Big KHL fan. All right, so Strick, we'll talk some hockey. We'll talk some baseball.
Oh.
True story. True story. It's funny. Okay. The majority of people.
Why
and this
are you
is
holding
good.
A microphone like that?
This is good. The majority of people in this town were like, hey, let's talk some baseball. You got it.
Bonzo.
Majority of media or people?
Fans, people.
Really?
Yes. Oh, come on. Get out of your hockey bubble.
No, baseball bubble.
The majority of people in this town would prefer a hockey or a baseball conversation over a hockey conversation. I love both, but I think you're jaded.
Time out. Now, you're comparing the two. I'm not making a comparison between hockey and baseball. I'm just saying. You're saying the majority of people in general just want to talk
baseball.
In this
town. No, the majority of people in this town would prefer baseball conversation over hockey conversation.
That is not a debate. Okay.
Thank you.
It's baseball season.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, I would argue in February, baseball would still win.
No.
I would argue that February.
I would say you're wrong.
I love talking about both, but you can't.
I agree with Martin.
Nobody is more intrigued with hockey people in this town other than Martin Kilcoyne.
I love hockey. I like to rub elbows. I was hanging with Al and Prongs, you know, a couple of weeks ago. My point is. You dismiss like baseball, like, oh, who wants to talk about that? Whereas the majority of people in town would be like, oh, hockey.
I don't dismiss
hockey.
It. I just look at the trends nationally, and they certainly are different locally than they are on a national level.
We are doing a local show.
Oh, I thought this was a national show.
For St. Louis.
I thought you were Dr. Rick over there. We were doing a national show.
Love Dr. Rick.
Love hockey. Love this time of year. I said to Frank last week, game sevens are better in hockey than in any other sport.
Oh, now
and Frank agreed.
Okay.
And I mean, it was my
game
premise.
Game sevens in basketball, how do you rate those?
Not as good as hockey. Not the same.
Game sevens in baseball.
Special. Some have been great. I would go hockey, baseball, basketball. Just my personal opinion.
Okay.
In terms of, but I love hockey. I'm just saying, when Strick hears Cardinal talk and it's the middle of baseball season, he's like, oh, do we have to talk Cardinals?
Well, I thought
it's a little overdone, I guess, is what you're saying.
You're supposed to get it out of your system before I get in here.
Okay.
Right, when you're with Frank. Now, let me just say this. If there was a game seven on, and if it was Cardinals and like Brewers or Cardinals and Reds or something like that, you would be watching Cardinals and Reds. Let's be honest.
Oh, versus the game seven?
Yeah.
I'd be flipping back and forth. But there is something special about a hockey game seven. I'm trying to give you some credit. Is the show still called Hockey Sense, or is it switched to the ass? Because it was going to be the Andy Strickland show. That's all.
You're using a...
Acronym
there. We're going to stay with Hockey Sense for the meantime.
And your fans of the show could be the Ass Men. Think about it. Are you an ass man? Yes.
Oh, big breaking news coming up soon about our new location.
Right. Yeah. New location.
Yeah,
we're not
announcing that yet.
I thought we already did.
No, we haven't.
Was that off air?
Yeah, it was off air. We have yet to announce it.
Okay.
We'll do that in a few weeks.
Wow, a tease of a tease. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. All right, here's the topic. True story. All right, this summer, my wife, ring the bell, son, we're going to go to the Oregon coast. Now, my stepmom lives in Seattle. Nobody in the family's ever been to Seattle
other
than me.
Love the Oregon coast, by the way.
So we're talking about doing that, and I was thinking, well, we've been here. Mm-hmm. Question for you, question for our loyal listeners, mm-hmm. the Assmen, that listen on Wednesdays. If you could go anywhere in the U.S. this summer, where would you go? And if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
See, this is much better than OPS, by the way. Much better.
I would like to go to Scotland. That's high on my list.
That's not in the U.S.
That's my outside the U.S. There's two. It's got a two-parter.
Okay.
My U.S.
We'll check on that.
I think that the Oregon coast is right up. That's where we're going because we're going to end up in Seattle with family. But where would you choose?
Well, let me say this first.
Think about it.
Because you're making a great choice by going to the Oregon coast. Now, Oregon or Oregon?
I'd say Oregon.
Either.
Rennie played football there.
I say Oregon.
Southern Oregon.
I say Oregon.
Okay, I say Oregon too. But I've been to the Gold Coast in Southern Oregon, which is just north of the California border, which is ridiculously nice. Beautiful. It's just like Colorado, for example. The nicest part of Colorado, in my opinion, is the southwestern part of the state. Everyone focuses on, you know, kind of the traditional spots, the Keystone, the Aspens, the Vales, if you will. But the nicest parts of Colorado are down in Ouray, Silverton, Durango.
Durango, down by the Four Corners.
The San Juan Mountains. You know, those are Crested Butte. I mean, those are the most beautiful spots of the state. Oregon, though, you can't go wrong because when you get to Northern Oregon, you get into Washington, they have like private islands on the coast that you can only get to via ferry. Ferry, right?
I'm pretty sure it's ferry.
Yeah, you can only get there via a ferry, and I highly recommend you do that as well.
So you've been around Canadians too long. You don't even know how to pronounce words in the U.S. anymore. So where would you go? If you could pack up the family, Chuck, you're getting on a plane, you got a little baby, you got to take the... Would you go East Coast? Would you go to South Carolina? Because I feel pretty good about where we're headed. I'm like, went to Santa Fe, New Mexico once. Great spot.
Santa Fe is amazing.
Love New Mexico.
New Mexico, northern New
Mexico.
Get
all those weird houses that are built into the ground.
Yes, mining communities.
Mm-hmm. First of all, Andy said little islands outside of Washington. How about the island where pickleball was created? Remember, we talked about this last year, where pickleball, which is a sport that's very fun. Kelly Chase plays it. You can play it at Tillis Park, and that was created on this island outside of Seattle, Washington. You can look it up.
Why is it so big in St. Louis?
So listen.
It's just kind of growing now.
I'm considering getting into a pickleball league.
It's fun.
Now, they call it...
pickleball.
Well, they call it paddleball, I think.
Well, it's actually pickleball, but...
Well, there's...
Is it Fury?
There's a difference.
Is it Fury?
There's a difference.
Hey, you little Fury. Easy.
Now, there is... I think it's called, I want to say it's called paddleball or paddle tennis or something. It's on a smaller court. And, I mean, it looks like a tennis court, but it's like literally half the size, if that.
Yeah, it's called pickleball. Pickleball.
Not
called
nearly pickleball. As wide. No, it's
What's
not.
Wrong with you?
It was created 1965, Bainbridge Island, Washington. We did a whole segment on this last year on the show when we were in St. Charles with basically like the commissioner, president. President of the St. Louis Pickleball Association.
He'll come at you.
Yeah, so, dead serious.
The pickle commission is going to come after you.
I wish he would, because he would set the record straight. So you can join a league and you play in all these different clubs around town, and they rank you based on your skill level and your record. It's really interesting. I know a few people that are in the league, and I'm considering getting in there.
So this summer, Do any of you have an answer where you, like, it's been on, like, I've never been to Cape Cod up that way. I think Kachuk has a place up there.
Correct.
Maybe I could text him and say Andy said it was okay to use it, leave the keys under the mat.
You can maybe do that. No, Cape Cod would be great, but
kind of like going west. I want to get into Montana and Wyoming at some point.
Oh, Montana, absolutely. You know, Montana is a beautiful, beautiful state as well.
Have you been there?
I have been to Montana.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a friend. Went to school there in Missoula.
Is it weird that I only want to go to Montana and not just like see how beautiful it is, just to legally drive 90?
Yeah.
That's kind of the only reason is because the highways up there are ridiculous with the speed limits.
They have bears there that are just like, they're just hanging out, though. I mean, everyone just walks.
Just hanging out.
Like the real estate agents, which, by the way, I'm looking to get into real estate school. I may go to real estate school. We'll talk about that coming up.
But the
real estate agents, they carry weapons, like guns, just in case, you know, like if they're showing a property in a... In a remote area where there could be grizzlies or could be bears, then they have to have they got to be packing heat.
So we walk back here, folks. This is all new, Grant. Hold on. Okay, over here in the foyer.
Would you like to make an offer?
Okay, let's go ahead and put that bear up on the mantle.
Maybe okay. A little rug for you guys. Yeah. Really pull this whole room together.
I went to a farm, by the way, last weekend. I tell you about the farm experience.
Is this a joke, like your stand-up
routine?
No,
I went to a farm.
you guys like flying? I like flying.
But I did the ATVs, the whole nine yards, man. It was unbelievable. But Hawaii, you got to include Hawaii, too. Have you been to Hawaii?
What? Hold on. Okay, this is a serious question. What is wrong with you?
Have you been to Hawaii?
I have never been to Hawaii. I would like to go.
I mean, you got to go to Hawaii.
Got to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Got to go to Montana. Mm-hmm.
Cape Cod.
Probably stay at the place. Just get there a little early. Fish has got a place in Montana. Hang out there a little bit. Charlie, where would you and the lovely bride like to go?
Real quick. I like going places I haven't been before.
Correct.
Oregon coast is a good call. We're going to go to Portland this fall because we have a wedding in Seattle.
Oh, you'll
I've
love
never been
Portland.
To Portland.
Portland is a fun, fun town.
I would say, what about Maine? Just kind of up there,
I've
northeast.
Been blueberry picking
I've
in
never
Maine
been
before.
Up there.
You could stop at a farm. Here's what we did back in college. You stop at a farm. They hire you basically for the day, and it is some of the hardest work I've ever had to do, much harder than actually doing this show, if you can believe that.
This sounds thrilling, going on vacation day.
And you actually, you rake the blueberries, and you put them in a little bucket. I mean, it is hard. It's hot. And you do that. You get paid a little bit of money. Then you move on. You go to the next spot.
Jeannie May is on vacation with her dad, and you're like, Jess, here's the deal. She's going to have to work a couple of days.
I got you a rake. We're going to rake for 8 hours.
Texters, 855-282-8255. That's the text. I just thought that would be fun to chew on. I think
Vermont's
you guys suck the fun out of it.
As well. Have you been to Vermont?
Cousin John and I did a trip to Vermont.
Oh, get out of here.
Went to Burlington.
Yeah, Burlington's a
good
spot.
Went up into Montreal from Vermont.
Yeah, about what, 3 hours, 4 hours?
A lot of maple syrup for sale on the side of the road.
Well,
beautiful state.
Same thing with Maine. Maine and Vermont, very similar. A lot of farmland in both of those states, believe it or not.
Earlier today, 11 o'clock hour. Guy said he's listening to the programming here, at least he was, while driving around his tractor, air conditioning.
Really?
Listening to a little 590 The Fan, because I told Frank there was a tweet last night, the guy on his tractor listening to Cardinal Baseball. I thought, that's living.
So these tractors come with air conditioning nowadays.
Yeah, Plowsy updated us. Wow. He said you can even get them where they're like automated, you're not even really driving.
Wow. I was listening. That was a good segment.
How about that? Is Plowsy, is that why they call him Plowsy? Is he like is he a tractor driver?
He's the farm boy.
Get out of here.
The Peoria Plowboy.
Like a real farmer.
I think his family was,
Yeah, that's cool.
It is cool. Welcome to everybody listening on Ladders and Tractors. It is the Midday Grind, 5-9 The Fence. Kenilwood, one of our great sponsors. Pet.
Love Kenilwood Pet Resorts. They have the Invisible Fence brand. We have it at our yard. Otis is safe. He hangs out there. Don't have to worry about your pet. Do whatever you want inside. Your pet is roaming free and safe in your backyard, your front yard, because of the Invisible Fence brand. You have the money-back guarantee and warranty. The money-back performance guarantee on professionally installed premium outdoor Invisible Fence brand systems. The Invisible Fence brand also offers a minimum of a one-year equipment warranty, and many of their systems include a limited lifetime equipment warranty. Not only is your pet secure, so is your investment, and Kennelwood just opened up a new spot. Last week, they had the grand opening in Chesterfield. They moved right across the plaza to 88 Clarkson Wilson Plaza. Kennelwood Pet Resorts, we've been taking our dog Otis there for almost 4 years. Grooming, boarding, day camp. Andy Strickland, get your Invisible Fence brand. Yeah. Kennelwood does it all.
I love it.
And then tell Hector not to run over when they install it.
I've got an update on my missing lawnmower guy, by the way. Yeah, he knocked on the door. I said, we were just talking about you. And I had everything wrong. His last name is Lee. His last name is Lee. He's not from Vietnam. He's from Taiwan. So I had that mixed up. But he is a phenomenal guy, and now he's back in service. So now I have two lawnmower guys.
Uh-oh.
And he's a little upset because Hector, he said... he's cutting his grass. He said, I noticed your grass was cut. Who did it? And I said, it was Hector.
Because I didn't know where you were. I hadn't seen you.
And he said, yeah, when he got back from Taiwan, he went and spent some time in Texas and whatever. So now what do I do? Do I go back to the original or do I stay with Hector?
I think Lee kind of broke the problem by not being around. Yeah. I think he should have followed up. Just
like, let me know where
when
you
he
are.
Says yeah. somebody cut your grass. You're like, well, you're damn right. It was foot tall a week
He's
ago.
He's not happy. Like, I felt really bad about it. And I mean, it was really tugging at the heartstrings because he was sitting there. He's like, well, are you going to come back? Are you going to let me
Andy,
cut
come
your
back.
Grass? And I said, listen, he's supposed to be here Thursday.
Hector, Lee, come back.
If Hector doesn't come on Thursday like he said he was going to come, then you know what? I'll go, Lee, you're more than welcome to start cutting the grass again.
Here's your issue.
Yeah.
If you have two lawnmower guys, it's like a quarterback. If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. That's your problem. If you don't have a legit number one.
Tell the Philadelphia Eagles that. Okay?
Think about it. Unless you have the pocket passer, and then the more of the dual threat guy.
Did you tell Hector, you're like Carter Hutton, dude. You're going to get some action here, and I mean, you might really cut a good lawn, and then I'm going to give you a couple of weeks in a row where they say stick with the hot hand, but I don't want to overexpose you and have you cut the lawn.
I'm sticking with the hot hand right now because Hector's got the hot hand. I mean, the way he cut the grass, although he kept it a little long. But we got a birthday party coming up at the house in a few weeks, so I'm kind of trying both guys out to see who can make the... We're doing the party at home, by the way.
I think it would be funny if Lee just starts showing up and cutting it right before Hector can get there to cut it.
Well, he knows he's coming Thursday, so it could be down in my front yard. Something could be going on.
I think there's going to be a knockdown drag out of Strick's house.
Could be on Thursday.
You should have them fight over it, like a Hunger Games, to see who can actually cut your grass.
But they're both great. Two of the best in the business, for sure.
Best in the business. Programming note, this would be housekeeping. Friday... We're going to be at Kingside Diner that's in the Central West End. Strick, you need to know that because the slop will be on remote this Friday.
Oh, where are we?
Kingside Diner.
Oh, I love that.
Central West End by the giant chess piece. Oh, yeah. It is right by the side of the king piece,
you know,
so it's Kingside.
I have been a human chess piece in the past for a number of those.
Andy Strickland, only pawn in Game of Life.
No, I was a human chess piece. In the street, they have a like a chessboard painted in the street there in the Central West, right outside the Hall of Fame there. And I think Cam Jansen was also a chess piece. And who was the guy who played at Wisconsin? Punt returner played for the Williams, played for the 49ers.
Brandon Williams, my guy.
Big Ten Network.
Brandon Williams.
Yeah. Brandon Williams, he was also a chess piece. We had a lot of fun doing that.
Brandon and I were very close, and he did our Sunday Game Day show.
What happened?
And then the Rams went away, and then we didn't do our game day show with Rams stuff. So it had been about a year since I had heard from or talked to him. So I said, why don't you come in this Sunday? We'll do a college football segment or whatever. And and he said, dude, I moved to Madison a year ago.
Really?
We're very close.
Very close.
I wish I would have seen him when I was there.
Yeah, he lives in Madtown, where he is still on the list of Wisconsin. I think all-time receptions leader or yardage leader, something like that.
Really? I saw Camp Randall. Very impressive.
Great spot.
Building.
Great spot. Cardinals are playing a little day baseball. They did win a walk-off last night. Mike Matheny's 1,000th game.
I know.
A lot of critics in town. Strick is not because Matheny's a hockey guy.
Well, Matheny's my guy. So is Mabry.
They're hockey guys?
Off of Mabry. Well, Mabry just like, no, he just talks like baseball lingo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever hear him talk? Like, he just talks like a baseball guy, like a farm boy, like baseball guy.
He doesn't get, if you talk to Mabry even in person, he doesn't give you long-form sentences, but... Well, he's gonna start hitting sometime.
No, but
he gives you a lot of
he'll
short...
use some like cliche or some like, you know, ain't throwing the baby out with the bathwater today. You know, like it's like crazy stuff like that, you know. So he's got a lot of that going on, and he's a very smart baseball guy. And see, this is where what's interesting. It's like when you are hitting, the batting coach gets a lot of the credit, the hitting coach. And then when you're not hitting, the hitting coach takes a lot of the blame. It's kind of like the goaltending coach in hockey. You know, if you're getting saves, the goaltending coach gets credit. If you're not getting saves, then all of a sudden they want to get rid of
you. Charlie,
see,
I think
you're wrong.
Are there 30 NHL teams? I think there's 30 NHL teams.
Yeah.
Name every 31 because of Vegas. Thing. Name every goaltending coach. Go ahead and start now.
Sergei, of course.
And
you also
Brodeur.
You have Igor. And you
I don't
have
think Igor is a goaltending
couple,
coach.
You have a couple Canadians, a couple Swedish guys, a couple Americans, a couple Finns, and probably also some Russians.
You know, you don't typically have a whole lot of European goaltending coaches. Now, there are one or two or a few, but, you know, majority of them are North American. But I'm just saying, I'm just using that as a, you know, let me just ask, do these guys take too much credit when things are going well and too much blame when things are going south?
I would say that, like, a hitting coach gets no credit. Like, if the team's hitting well, nobody says, Mabry really worked with Carpenter this offseason.
No.
When the guys hit well, they're like, all right, man, we scored 6 runs. Hey, he hit for the cycle. But when the batting averages all suck, you go, hey, who's in charge of this hitting around here? It's not Carpenter's fault because he's been in the league 10 years.
Let me ask you this. When you've been in the big leagues and you've had success and you've been in the big leagues for 5, 6, 7 or more years, I mean, how much do you need to rely on the hitting coach anyway?
Correct.
To help you prepare and get yourself ready to face whoever you're going to face for that particular night. You know, at some point in time, you got to put the accountability on the player. That's all I'm saying.
Correct. And Matt Carpenter hitting in the 2-hole again today, Charlie. We found the key. Carpenter, his game last night was vintage Carpenter, don't you think?
100%.
Where he frustrates you, does some terrible base running, takes some called strikes, argues it, but then also has a big hit to tie the game. You're like, well, maybe that's why you need him in the lineup. It was a classic and had some good plays in the field, but he frustrates the heck out of you.
He didn't used to.
Frustrate the heck out of you.
Yeah.
Because we had Matt Holliday. Think about it. Matt Holliday was always the lightning rod for the second part of his career here with the Cardinals. And then the second he left, doesn't it feel like all of the kind of energy in terms of who we're questioning on the Cardinals, it shifted all to Matt Carpenter. I feel like he is now the lightning rod. Yesterday I put the lineup out, and it's funny because, and I agreed with this, because the last week or so, the last week or so, Matt Carpenter looked like he was hurt and he wasn't hitting. When I put out the lineup, I bet you 10 people tweeted at me, why the hell is Carpenter playing?
Yeah.
Jerko needs to play. And then they keep coming after he takes 2 called third strikes. Then he hits a double and then he runs into an out at third. And still, everybody's coming on Carpenter. And then, of course, he has the home run that ties it. He is a lightning rod in St. Louis.
But for a guy who's been in the big leagues a long time, and this would be, we can nerd out for 1 minute here, Strick, on baseball.
You're on the clock, buddy. On the clock.
Did you play Little League Baseball?
Oh,
you probably did.
I was damn good, too.
I'm sure you were.
With Greitens.
Leadoff hitter.
With Greitens.
No, he was
fourth.
A couple years older than me, and we didn't play on the same team ever in any sport, although he did play soccer with my brother.
Eric's sitting on the bench. Somebody hands him a $50,000 bag. No, that wasn't for you. That was for the guy over there, the lawyer.
But center fielder and usually hits second.
Okay, so Strick, perfect. You're hitting second. Mm-hmm. You're on third base. The infield, is this like an SAT question? The infield is drawn in.
Yeah.
They do not want that run to score. Therefore, the infield is drawn in. You're at third base. We have a ground ball to second. First.
To first, right at
ground ball to the first baseman. You don't run, right?
You're also not super fast, let's be honest.
Correct. He runs right to home plate, gets tagged out easily. I'm thinking they're in, which means they're going to catch it and throw it home.
Right.
If it gets by him, you got plenty of time to run in. Because once it gets by him, you're fine.
Uh-huh.
Made zero sense. And that's the same guy who's been an all-star, who's one of your marquee players, and you're screaming at the TV. That's what drives me crazy, because Matt Carpenter runs into outs all the time, and you're like, what are you doing?
That just tells me his head's not in the game. He's not focused.
I wonder.
You know? And if his head's not in the game, he's not focused, that tells me he's just not, you know, it's not about something. I question those type of athletes in general. You know? How much do they really care?
You know, well, I think he cares plenty. I think
say he doesn't care. But
I think he tries too hard to make something
when
happen.
You're making mental mistakes all the time. You know, that's just not a That's not a very impressive.
I just don't understand that. Like, if you're in Little League, you wouldn't do that, would you? If you were in, if your dad were coaching, Chuck, and it's you're on third, infield's in, like, okay, you don't go on contact because they're going to scoop it.
I will say this. This is where you do need coaching, and this is where Oquendo normally is pretty good with that.
He tried to tackle.
To be fair, in Little League, they probably don't make that play because it's tough for anybody in Little League to make that play.
Ball.
But this is the big leagues, and it was hit right to him. And again, Matt Carpenter is not exactly fleet of foot. As Martin said, if the ball gets by him, you score.
You can crawl easily.
You get plenty of time.
But it's just part of the fascinating Matt Carpenter discussion that
Once
we always have.
Once the ball hits the bat, normally the third base coach would instruct him to tag in that situation.
To tag up?
Well, it's not a fly ball, a ground ball.
Oh, it's a ground ball?
He might be saying stay.
The fly ball.
What?
No, it's all right.
Drop out of that.
It's all right. It's all right.
Like you said, it was a flat.
No, it's right. Okay, we got other topics we're going to get into. One of our sponsors this hour is Appliance Discounters. They're all over St. Louis. Your guy, John, needs to hook you up. You need a filter, probably.
I need a filter.
I'm not drinking the water at your house.
Those are like $30. You get them online, right? Or at Appliance Discounters.
There you go. Appliance Discounters. That's where I would go. That's where you went for your
online,
fridge.
Online, theappliancediscounters.com. Yeah. We got a fridge there on Saturday. It's being delivered.
Did you really?
Theappliancediscounters.com.
Friday. I just said that.
The appliance discounters.
Got a scratch and dent refrigerator. It's fantastic for the garage.
Yeah. No, I love
it.
Have
you stocked it with beer yet?
No, it's getting delivered on Friday.
Do you have a
buddy?
Second fridge in your house?
In the garage, we do. A scratch and dent from
theappliancediscounters.com.
Yeah, when Charlie says go to the web, that's what he means.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I meant. Mm-hmm.
Six area locations: Baldwin, St. Charles, South County, Webster Groves. Hey, you might even see Chuck in there buying a fridge. You never know. City of St. Louis, also Fairview Heights, Illinois. And what I love about the appliance discounters is they will put the price on there that they're charging for that particular item, Electrolux, GE, Frigidaire, all these huge names. And then they show what they're charging at the big box stores. Now, we can't name them, but it's like Schmoem, Schmeepo, that kind of stuff. And they'll tell you what it would cost you across town. And why not keep that money local? It's real simple. Great value, great people. It's Appliance Discounters, theappliancediscounters.com. Midday Grind Strick is here. We're talking hardcore baseball, clearly. Maybe a couple of hockey thoughts. My mom was texting me about hockey last night.
Oh, good. How is your mom?
She's doing fine.
Good.
I took her to the doctor today. And
good for you.
Great meeting. And the doctor comes in, and he's like, okay, he's got her charts and things. He said first.
Was it Dr. Rick?
No. Oh, somebody that Dr. Rick recommended. And then, but this doctor walks in, he said, first, a little housekeeping.
Housekeeping?
I swear to you.
Did you say housekeeping?
I laugh, because we do this on the show all the time. We have some housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
He said it, and I'm a grown man, and my mom's sitting there. We're going through some medical stuff, and the doctor says it, and I went, I started laughing into my hand. Housekeeping.
How many years did Matheny have left on his contract?
This was the beginning of the extension.
Like he has two more, right?
Two after this year, I believe. Yeah. I believe it was a 3-year extension that kicked in this year. Midday Grind.
We'll start
Strick
working on that extension next year, then.
Strick is here. Chuck is here. Lot to get to, clearly. Then the hard line's coming up at the top of the arc.